This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. The projects cater to multiple sectors including maritime, LNG infrastructure, renewable energy, highways, healthcare and urban transport. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. In the afternoon, he will chair a review meeting and visit the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Mumbai International Cruise Terminal at Indira Dock. The Election Commission has reiterated that no deletion of any vote can be done online by any individual from the public. The Commission said there has been no wrongful deletion of electors in Aland Assembly constituency of Karnataka. It said an FIR was registered by the Commission itself in 2023 against suspicious attempt of deletions. The poll body said, as per Registration of Electors Rules 1960, no name is deleted from the roll without issuing a notice to the affected person and giving him an opportunity of being heard. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military, replying to a media query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, said such incidents make it more glaring.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is a reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
India has strongly cautioned all its citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said any agents promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in conveyance with criminal gangs. India has voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution that allows Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to address its upcoming high-level session through video. It comes after the US denied visas to Palestinian officials, preventing their participation in person. The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution titled Participation by the State of Palestine during its 80th session, with 145 nations voting in favor, 5 against, and 6 abstentions. The US and Israel opposed the measure, while India was among those supporting it. Estonia has formally requested a NATO Article 4 consultation after Russian warplanes violated its airspace yesterday. Estonia's foreign ministry condemned the incursion as brazen. It said three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets entered the Estonian skies without permission and remained there for a total of 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland. A NATO spokesperson said the military alliance responded immediately and intercepted the Russian aircraft. However, Russia denied violating Estonian airspace. India has been re-elected to the Council of Administration and the Postal Operations Council, POC, of the Universal Postal Union, UPU, during the 20th UPU Congress held in Dubai. Ministry of Communications said in a statement that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India post leadership reforms and innovative digital initiatives. In men's cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in their final Group A clash at the T20 Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi last night. Arshdeep Singh became the first Indian bowler to reach 100 T20I wickets in 64 matches. With the win, men in blue are entering the Super 4 stage at the top of Group A. Sri Lanka will take on Bangladesh in the first match of Super 4 stage at Dubai today. In women's cricket, India will face Australia in the series deciding third and final one-day international in Delhi this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.